Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the 13th parak of Masechta Shabbos. We are up to parak Gimel Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So the Mishnah has a machlokas about two people who do the malacha of tzeda together. We had this Mishnah already in parak Yud when it came to hotza'a, meaning the same idea of two people combining to do a malacha. But over here, we're talking about trapping. So we mentioned the idea again. Tzvisha nichnas tabayis v'no'al echad befanav chayiv. A deer goes into a house and someone closes the door and locks the door, so he's chayiv. He did the malacha of tzeda. You don't have to chase the animal into the house in order to be chayiv. Once the animal's there, if you lock the door, then you're chayiv. But no, lushnayim peturin. If two people lock the door, then they're pater, because neither one of them did the entire malacha on their own. Malacha is all, you're only going to be chayiv for malacha if it's a single person that does the malacha. This is what we call shnayim sha'asu'uha. That if you have two people do a malacha together, that could be done by one person, then neither of them are going to be chayiv. But if lo yachal echad l'nol, if one of the people could not lock the door by himself, because it's a gigantic heavy door that cannot be moved by one person, v'nol l'shayim, and therefore two people lock the door, two people close the door, chayav, and then they're both going to be chayiv. Because any malacha that requires two people for it to be done, and is done by two people, that's considered the derech of that malacha, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for that. But Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, even in that case you're going to be poter, because it's still considered to be shnayim shasu'ah. Neither of the people did the entire malacha. What difference does it make to me whether they could have or couldn't have done the entire malacha? Bottom line is, they didn't do the entire malacha. Now, Mishnah Zayin discusses other cases where two people do the malacha of tzeda. Yoshav ha'echad al pesach v'lo mil'ohu. Let's say you have a deer inside of a house, and a person sits at the doorway of the house, but he doesn't really block the entire doorway, so the deer could still escape. And then yoshav hasheni u'mil'ohu. And then a second person comes and sits next to him in that same doorway, and now the doorway is completely blocked. So Hasheni Chayiv, only the second person is Chayiv, because the first person didn't do an act of trapping at all, because the deer could still get out. But the second person started with a situation where the deer was not trapped and left with a situation where the deer is trapped. So that's a full malacha of tzeda. But Yoshev Harishon al Pesach umil ahu uba Hashem v'yoshev b'tzido. If the first guy sat in the doorway and blocked the entire doorway, and then the second guy came and sat down next to him in such a way that his body was an additional full barrier to the doorway, even though the first guy gets up and leaves, and now only the second guy is blocking the door, Harishon chayiv Hasheni pater. The first guy is chayiv, and the second guy is going to be pater. You might say, why is the second guy pater? He is fully blocking the entire doorway. And the answer is, he may be fully blocking the entire doorway, but when he found that doorway, it was already fully blocked. So the deer was already trapped when he entered the situation. So it's not a further violation of trapping. Halamaze dome. You know what this is comparable to? Lenoel es beiso l'shamro, where the second person, where someone locks the door of his house to protect his house, v'nimtza tzvi shamro betocho, and he found a deer in his house. He wasn't locking the deer in the house, he was just trying to lock the house, because that's what you do to protect your possessions. So a deer happened to have been inside the house, and the door is closed to prevent the deer from getting out. And then you turn the key and you lock the door, so the deer is even more securely closed inside the house. So you're not going to be chayiv because you didn't actually trap the animal. You just took an existing trap and made it stronger. And that's what the second guy did as well. Meaning he found the deer already trapped in the house by one person blocking the doorway. He strengthened the trap by having himself be a second person who blocks the doorway. So he just strengthened an existing trap. He didn't make a new trap. And that's why the second guy is not going to be chayiv even after the first guy gets up and walks away. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we said that if a deer walks into a house and one guy goes and closes the door, he's chayiv. If two guys close the door, they're going to be pater. If two guys close the door because one guy can't close the door, it's too heavy of a door, then we have machlokas tanaim, whether they're chayiv or pater. Tanakam says chayiv, Rav Shimon says pater. Then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if one guy sits by a doorway and does not fully block it, and then a second guy comes and sits and blocks it, so the deer can't get out, only the second guy is going to be chayiv. But if one guy sits by a doorway where a deer is in the house and he fully blocks it, and then a second guy also fully blocks it, the second guy is going to be patur even if he stays there after the first guy walks away. Okay, but from tomorrow, we will pick up with Perek Yud Dalid of Maseches Shabbos.